All right, Campy Kennedy is brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Geraldine is from Georgetown. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you guys doing?
Good. I feel like, have you played before, Geraldine?
I have never played before. My daughter calls every day. This morning she ran in screaming and handed me the phone.
Because it's a lot easier to play when I, it's a lot easier to win when I play.
Exactly.
How old is your daughter and what is her name?
She's 12 and her name's Lily. She's heading into middle school in about 10 minutes. So.
All right. Wow. Nice job, Lily. Great dialing. Yeah. Go ahead and kick Salt out of the studio, please, Geraldine.
Okay, Salt, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, Geraldine.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Salt. You're going to win yourself $100. Salt is now leaving the studio, going into that soundproof booth. Looking at Salt's moderately sized board, he has 98 wins, only 13 losses. Remember, a tie for you is still considered a loss, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Question number one. A former Sesame Street writer says Bert and Ernie are a loving couple, but Sesame Street Workshop says this isn't so. It has aired on which network since 1970?
Channel 2. I don't know if it was called PBS back then, but
there you go. Question number two. Jessica Simpson and her husband, Eric Johnson, have announced they're expecting baby number 3.
Wow.
I'm so happy. I thought they were going to announce they were getting separated. I was about to be heartbroken. in the late 90s and early 2000s, Jessica Simpson was married to what pop star?
Nick Lachey.
Question number three. Amber Rose reported her $150,000 engagement ring from her ex-husband as stolen.
Oh, no.
Her ex-husband is a famous rapper who even collaborated with Charlie Puth on the song See You Again. Who is he?
I have no idea.
Oh, Lily's going to be mad.
I know. She's going to be mad because we just saw Charlie Puth, too.
Question number four. Adam Driver is going to host the season premiere of Saturday Night Live on September 29th, and Kanye West will be the musical guest. Does Kanye West have over or under 30 million followers on Twitter?
Kanye West, probably over.
Question number five. On this date in 2010, the leaking oil well in the Deepwater Horizon oil spill was sealed. Who starred in that 2016 film about the event?
The guy from Boston there.
Yep.
Boston.
It was him.
Yeah, from Boston. Who's the famous guy with the mix of hamburgers? Wahlberger. Mark Wahlberger.
Okay. Well,
that's good.
Yeah, well,
we'll
take that. We'll take it.
Thank you.
All right, let's get Salt back in the studio.
Boston. Okay. And Salty's back.
That's a great answer. That's it. All right, Salt. Welcome back.
All right.
We had some delightful answers.
How'd she do?
She got 3 out of 5.
Way to go.
These are tough. You ready?
Sure.
Question number one. A former Sesame Street writer says Bert and Ernie are a loving couple.
Hey, Bert.
That show has aired on which network since 1970?
PBS.
It also airs now on HBO. Tie to one. Question number two. Jessica Simpson and her husband announced
they're
expecting a baby number 3.
Mm-hmm.
In the late 90s and early 2000s, Jessica was married to which pop star?
Nick Lachey.
Tie to two.
Delightful TV show, too.
Oh,
love that one.
Newlyweds?
Newlyweds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chicken of the Sea.
It was amazing.
Amber Rose reported her $150,000 engagement ring from her ex-husband as stolen.
Cool.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Quotes. Stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Rose's ex-husband is a famous rapper who even collaborated with Charlie Puth on the song See You Again. Who is he?
Mr. Wiz Khalifa? Wizard Khalifa?
3 to 2. Question number 4. Adam Driver is going to host the season premiere of SNL on September 29th, and Kanye will be the musical guest. Does Kanye have over or under 30 million followers on Twitter? Over or under?
I'm going to say under.
Good guess. 4 to 2. Question number 5. On this date in 2010, the leaking oil well in Deepwater Horizon was sealed. Who starred in the film about the event?
Mark Wahlberg.
That is correct. A.K.A. that guy from Boston.
Yeah. Mark. Oh, look at the ocean's on fire. The ocean's on fire.
Geraldine called him Mark Wahlberger, which I didn't hate.
I would give it to her.
We did. Don't worry. 5-3 is the final score. Salt, nice job for you. Jerry Lane, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have 4 passes to Kids Fest. It is at Wachusett Mountain happening this weekend. This one's all about kids and family. 2 days filled with entertainment shows, giveaways, vendors, activities, and more. Obviously, Lily wants to go because she's the one who called, so you better take her this weekend. You understand me?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Salt before you go?
My name's Geraldine from Georgetown, and I can't beat Salt.
No.
Whoa,
no.
You got another one wrong there.
Ooh, what is it? It's
supposed to be you can't lick salt.
Oh, I don't know. I can't lick salt.
Good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.